We had yesterday a steer in the Rashba. You know what? In the Rashba, in the beginning, when he deals with the question of what does the Gemara mean when it says that a chasimus shalei l'shma is mezuyif mitaychei? My inyan chasimus shalei l'shma is mezuyif mitaychei. So the Rashba said a whole lot that since we need the chasimus to be l'raya, we rely, to Omim at least, if she can't bring the Eidah Mesir to Beistin, we rely on the Eidah Chasima to establish that she's a Megureshes. So in Mela, the Chasima becomes part of the Ksiva Saget, and it has to be Lishma. The end of the Rashba. The Rashba says what seems like a different word entirely. The Rashba says that Chasima Shalei Lishma is possible. Dilma Osi L'mismach Alayah. Because maybe we'll want to rely on the Eidah Chasima L'raya. That sounds like a different sphere entirely. And that's number one, so it's A, it's a steer in the Rashba. Number two, the second sphere by itself makes no sense. What's the problem? Dulma osi l'mismach alayu. Eidah chasima, don't have the chasima l'shma. What kind of reason is that? That was the Rashba's kash in the beginning. Going into the Rashba, that was his problem. What's the problem of Eidah chasima shloi l'shma? Eidah chasima, don't have to sign l'shma. So if he's just saying a word by itself, dulma osi l'mismach alayu, he hasn't said anything. So yesterday I suggested Mahalach, maybe even two Mahalach. Let's say the first way, that the Rashba is saying that since the first half of the Rashba, the two Rashbas, they're two halves of the same thing. They complement each other. First the Rashba says, the first half of the Rashba, that since sometimes we rely on the Erechasim al Raya, so therefore the Erechasim become part of the Ksiva Seget. Once they're part of the Ksiva Seget, they have to Chasim al Shema. If they chasim a shalei l'shma, they're possible. That's the first step of the Rashba. But that by itself is not enough, because even if they did chasim are possible, since they signed shalei l'shma, it's possible. So you have a chasim of psula, big deal. According to Rabbi Lezi, you don't need the chasim at all, so who cares if they're possible? So Rashba has to add, but duma osu, that's the second half, the end of the Rashba, duma osu l'mismach alayu. Maybe we're going to use the chasim of l'raya. How can we use them l'raya if they're possible, because they're shalei l'shma? So the two halves of the Rashba go together. That was the Mahalak who suggested yesterday, and I had a little bit of different spin on that Mahalak, but let's say that way. Seven Talmidim asked me yesterday after Shir that if that's the case, that you need both halves of the Rashba, the first half of the Rashba by itself doesn't really make any, it needs the second half of the Rashba. The Rashba at the beginning needs the Rashba at the end. So why didn't the Rashba say it at the beginning? So at the beginning, only said a Chatzi Dova, that the Chasim would become part of the Chosav, therefore they have to be Lishma. That by itself is only a Chatzi Dova. So it's a chasima psula. So what? I need the second half of the Rashba. Do most of the mismach lai. So the Rashba should have said it at the very beginning. Which is a ha'or in the chayna. It's not a problem in that pshat. So I want to suggest, I think like a better pshat in the Rashba, behektim. Then is the Rashba at the beginning, the first part of the Rashba. There's a diuk in the lashon of the Rashba, not even a little diuk. It's a big diuk in the lashon of the Rashba. When the Rashba is explaining this idea that we need the Eidah Chasima L'raya, because we need the Eidah Chasima L'raya, they become part of the Ksivas Haget. So the Rashba says a whole arichus. The Rashba says, "Kepa'omim." Sometimes we use the Eidah Chasima L'raya because we can't bring the Eidah Mesira. The Meimar Aminon, Kevin Shemizkayim Chesoma V'lad Mezuyufu Ubevare Kedin Nimsul B'fnei Shnayim Uchedin Nase L'shmo Ubeshatolush Ubeshark Tikunei Haget. Rashbi is marech that the Eidah Chasima are made not only that the get's not Mezuyuf, but they're made on the totality of the halachas of Hechsher Aget, that it was Nimser B'Knei Eidah Mesira, and that it was written Lishma, and that it was written B'Tolush, Ubish, and the Rashba adds Ubishar Tikunei Aget. All of Hilchas Gittin we read into the Chasima of the Eidah Chasima. The Eidah Chasima are made on Hilchas Gittin in total, and therefore the Eidah Chasima go into the Mechosa. So Yesh L'dayek, what does the Rashba need this whole arichus for? Dayoy that he should say that the Eidah Chasima are like by Anishtar, the Eidah Chasima are l'raya. We rely on the Eidah Chasima l'raya, and Eidah Chasima l'tikun ha'olam. That means, according to Tosfos, most Rishonim, that the Erechasima are l'raya, they serve as a raya, latir l'inosir. And finished. Why does Rashba have to emphasize that the Erechasima are made on the tikkuni haget in general? They're made in Hilchas Gittin. And therefore they're part of the Ksivas haget. So Moshe Aaron pointed this out to me and said, I think, a very good word. That the Rashba holds that just to be made that the get's not mezuyuf, which is something that all Eidei Chasima do. All Eidei Chasima are made that the star is not mezuyuf. That's the function of Eidei Chasima in Hilchos Shtaros in general. Just to do that, the Eidei Chasima would not have to go into the Bechosa. That doesn't require them to be gitten dika Eidei Chasima. All Eidei Chasima generically are made that the get's not mezuyuf. These particular Eidei Chasima, though, have to be made on something more. It's not enough for them to be made that the shtar is not mezuyuf. They have to be made that this get conforms to Hilchas Gittin, that it was written lishmo, and that it was nimser b'fnei Eidei Mesira, and that it was written lishmo, and that it was written betolush ubashar tikkuni haget. Well, that it was nimser b'fnei Eidei Mesira, maybe all Eidei Chasim have to do. That would depend on the Machlokes, the Riffin, and places. But other halachas that Eidei Chasima generally are not made on, Tikkuni Aget, Lishmo, Tolush, these are things that Eidei Chasima usually are not made on. The Eidei Chasima of a Get are made on those halachas too. The Rashba holds that to be made on Hilchas Gittin, for Eidei Chasima to be made on the Hilchas Gittin Shaboy, they can't just be regular Eidei Chasima. They have to become gittin dika Eidei Chasima. That means they have to become part of the get. They have to become part of the bechosav. That's why the Eidei Chasima are part of the bechosav. They have to become part of the bechosav in order to be made on tikkuni haget. If they won't be made, if they won't, for example, chasim lishma, they won't be part of the get. They won't be part of the bechosav. If they're not part of the bechosav, they can't be made on tikkuni haget. I think that's very good mechuvin in the Lashon HaRashba. That's why he stresses that these Eidei Chasima are made on tikkuni haget. If that's true, then it really turns the Rashba, the first half of the Rashba, on its head. We read the Rashba initially, I think that the Rashba is saying, since you use the Eidei Chasima l'raya, latir l'inosei, therefore they become part of the Bechosav. If that was what the Rashba was saying, what's the causality, or what's the direction of the causation? The Pashut of Shat in the Rashba, certainly the way we read it, is that because the Eidei Chasima serve l'raya, l'hatir l'inosei, therefore they become part of the Bechosa. If that's the way to read the Rashba, then it shouldn't really matter if the Eidei Chasima here are made on the Hilchas Gittin Shaboy, or they're just made that the get's not mezuyuf. What's the difference? The bottom line is we need them latir l'inosei. Even if they would just be made, like all Eidei Chasima, that the get's not mezuyuf. But bottom line, we need them latir l'inosei. That would put them into the Bechosa. In other words, if they're going to the Bechosa as a result of the fact that we're using latir l'inosei, So we don't have to make even if they're just regular Eidei Chasima, but we use them latir l'inosei. So why doesn't the fact that the get's not mezuyuf is also part of the bechosa? The get also needs to be not mezuyuf. Besides the special halachas that a get has, it also needs to be not mezuyuf. So if we're going to use the Eidei Chasima latir l'inosei, we're going to use the Eidei Chasima to prove that the get's not mezuyuf, the way we use all Eidei Chasima, that itself should put it into the bechosa. Apparently, it's the other way around. The causation is the other way around. The Rashba never meant to say that because the Eidei Chasima are matir l'inosei, therefore they go into the Bechosav. Just the opposite. Because we use the Eidei Chasima to tell me Hilchas Gittin, in order to have that koyach, they have to be in the Bechosav. If they won't be in the Bechosav, if they won't be part of the Ksivas Haget, then they won't be Gittin dika Eidei Chasima. They'll just be generic, regular Eidei Chasima. Regular Eidei Chasima won't be able to be made on Tikkuni Haget. a different Havana in the Rashba. And it's a different way to read the words of the Rashba. The Lashon of the Rashba was, when he gets to the punchline over there in that piece, the Rashba says, the kevan de edi chasima mashu laget kosher. Kevan de edi chasima mashu laget kosher. Bevadei mechval ksivas hageten. The way we read it yesterday is that he's saying, because. Kevan here means because. Because the Eidei Chasima make it into a get, they're materially nosy, they tell me that the get is kosher. So therefore, the Bavada here means, therefore, they become part of the Ksivas HaGet. The way I'm suggesting now, the Rashba has to be read, the Bechevan here is not, does not mean because. It's Bederech Araya. Bechevan here means, since we see, that the Eidei Chasima here have the koyach to be mashul get kosher. Since we see that the Eidei Chasima have a koyach to be made on tikkuni haget, on things that ordinary Eidei Chasima never called upon to be made, it must be, Bavada here means it's a proof, that tells me that it must be that the Eidei Chasima are bechlal v'chosav, they're part of the Ksivas haget. If they would not be part of the Ksivas haget, then where did they get the koyach to be made on Hechsher haget? Where did they get the koyach to be made that the get was written l'shmo, betolu shubashar tikkuni haget? Regular Eidei Chasima don't have that koyach. Only gittin dekei Eidei Chasima have that koyach. What makes them gittin dekei Eidei Chasima? Because they're part of Ksivas haget. So it's not a cause and effect. The Rashi is not saying because they're materially nosay, therefore they're part of the get. He's saying the other way around. He's saying from the fact that they have the koyach to be materially nosay, from the fact that they have the koyach to be made, that behech shenase, it must be, I can deduce, it's evidence that they must be part of the Ksivas HaGet, and it's because they're part of the Ksivas HaGet, because it's the other way around, it's because they're part of the Ksivas HaGet, they're gittin dekei Eidei Chasima that are part of the V'chosav, therefore they have the V'koyach not only to be made in Hechsher HaShtar, that's not Mezuyuf, but they have the koyach to be made in Hechsher HaGet, that it has Tikkuni HaGet. 1 second. Im Kain, if that's the pshat in that original Rashba, I think it's very mechuvan in the Rashba. That's why he stresses they were talking here about tikkuni haget. We're not talking about just the fact that the get's not mezuyuf. That doesn't tell me anything. The fact that Eidei Chasima could be made, the get's not mezuyuf, doesn't tell me they're part of the ksivas haget. They could be shtoris to Eidei Chasima, regular hilchos shtoris. But from the fact that they have a koyach to tell me that the get was written b'tikkuni haget, that's what tells me that they're part of the ksivas haget. And therefore they have to sign Lishma, because if they're not Lishma, how could they be part of the Ksivas HaGet? In Cain, so what will Taka be if they sign Shaloi Lishma? What will happen if the Eidei Chasima sign Shaloi Lishma? If you this Pshat. If you the original Pshat, they're part of the Ksivas HaGet. If they'll sign Shaloi Lishma, then the Get was B'psul. The way we're saying now, it's the other way around. They have to sign the Shema to be part of the Ksivas HaGet, because if they won't be part of the Ksivas HaGet, if they won't sign the Shema, then they won't be part of the Ksivas HaGet, then they won't be able to be made on Hechsher HaGet. So what will Taka happen if they sign Shalei Lishma? What will be the upshot? So I ask you, what will happen if they the Chasima sign Shalei Lishma? What will be the result? What? They won't become part of the Ksivas HaGet. They won't be part of the get. They'll just be regular, generic Eidei Chasima. Regular, generic Eidei Chasima could be made that it's not mezuyif, but they can't be made on tikkuni haget, that the get was nasik tikkuni. And therefore, they won't be able to serve l'raya. The get won't be posel. Why should the get be posel? The Eidei Chasima will just stand outside the get. If they're outside of the get, they can't be made on tikkuni haget. And why is that so bad? Of course that's so bad, because we need them l'raya. That's the din of Mzuyuk Mitoichi. We need to be able to use the Eidei Chasima L'raya. Dilma Osila Mismachalayim. That's exactly what the Rashba says at the end. That it's that Dilma, they have to sign the Shema. Dilma Osila Mismachalayim. It's not, he's not adding something extra, another half to what he said at the beginning. He's repeating what he said at the beginning. If he would have read it right the first time, that's what he said at the beginning. What he said was that Eidei Chasima have to be part of the Ksivas HaGet, because otherwise they can't be made on Hechsher HaGet. That's what he's saying again at the end. They have to sign the Shema because we need to be able to rely. Maybe Dilma Osila Mismachalayim. We may want to rely on the Eidei Chasima L'raya that it was Nasik Tikkunai, but to be made on Tikkun HaGet, they can only be made on Tikkun HaGet if they're part of the Get. to be part of the get, they have to chasim alishma. You didn't ask me what this is.
Correct
me that how, just because they're part of the Tzimus HaGet, they can now be made, because they are now made on the Tzimus HaGet, whereas if they're not, that's not even in the main on the Amitas HaGet, they're not made on the Shartikun HaGet. Yeah, I know, to reduce it to Chazokas, I can't reduce it to Chazokas. It's a Hilchasa. Eidei Chasima are made on Hechsher HaShtar. But Eidei Chasima are not part of a get. They don't have any, they're not part of the Ksivas to get, they're not part of the Chosif. They're just Eidei Chasima in the sense that every Shtar has Eidei Chasima. They can't be made on more than they are. Even if there are Chazokas, let's say there's a Chazokam, a Stone, but Eidei Chasima is a Chiddush Din. Eidei Chasima is really Pim Vlaim Piksov. If they're not Betoyers Eidim, they have no Kayach to be made. They only have a Kayach to be made because it's Hilkos Shtaris that Eidei Chasima could be made. Eidei Chasima of Shtaris, regular Shtaris to Eidei Chasima, can only be made on Hilchos Shtaris. They can't be made on more than they are. If they're just Eidei Chasima in the sense of Hilchos Shtaris, they could be made on Hilchos Shtaris. They can't be made on things that have nothing to do with the Shtar. If they're part of the Get, they can be made on everything that has to do with the Get. But if they're not part of the Get, they're not part of the Bechosav, then all they are is Shtaris to Eidei Chasima. Like any other Eidei Chasima. Regular Eidei Chasima can be made. The regular Eidei, Shtaristik Eidei Chasima, regular Shtaristik Eidei Chasima can be made on Hechsher HaShtar. They can't be made on more than that, because that's all they are, is Eidei HaShtar. If you want them to be made on Hechsher HaGet, and Tikkuni HaGet, and Lishmo, and Tolus, and things that are not Shtaristik HaLochas, they're Gittintik HaLochas. You have to make them part of the Get. If they're not Gittintik Eidei Chasima, if they're not part of the Bechosav, then they can't be made on outside of, like, they can't be made on something that's outside the realm of Shtaris. It's very geshmak also. The lashon of the Rashi at the beginning was, "Kevin de yichasim mashvul get kosher." We sort of glossed over that when we were. One of the Talmidim did point that out at the time. The way we read the Rashi yesterday, the mashvul get kosher really had no mokim. His point was we use them laterally in osir. Since we use yichasim laterally in osir, so they're part of the bechosav. The Rashi doesn't say that. He says mashvul get kosher. The way we're saying today, it's much more geshmak. It's not stam that we use the Eidei Chasima laterally nosik. The point is that we use the Eidei Chasima to prove Hechsher HaShtar. Where did Eidei Chasima come off proving Hechsher HaShtar? Excuse me, where did Eidei Chasima Hechsher HaShtar they could prove? But where do they come? Where did Eidei Chasima have the koyach to prove Hechsher HaGet? Mashvilo Get, they're not just Mashvilo Shtar. They're Mashvilo Get Kosher. How can Eidei Chasima, which is a Shtaristika concept, be mashvil or get kosher, which is a gittendika concept, tolush, mishlishma, gittendika halachos, only because they're not regular shtaristik eidei chasima, they're gittendika eidei chasima, they're part of the bechosav of the get. In order to have that koyach, they have to be lishma. If they're not going to be lishma, they won't have the koyach, they're part of the get, they won't be able to be mashvil or get kosher, they won't be able to be made an hechsher get. Not the end of the world if you don't want to use them latir, if you don't want to use them l'raya. But if you're going to be mismechalai, you want to use them l'raya, you want to use them to prove that the get was nasik hilchas haget, get to be tikkuni haget, so then they have to be part of the get. Excuse me?
So if they don't sign the Shema, it's the promise of not a raya, and that's what the promise of mismechalai means?
If they won't sign the Shema, then they won't be part of the get. No, it's they couldn't be outside the get. They could, Eidei Chasima could stand outside of the get. They could be outside of the Bechosav. If they'll sign Shalei Lishmo, they'll stand outside of the Bechosav. So they'll stand outside of the Bechosav. That by itself is not so terrible. I would add, it comes out, Lefizeh, that this first Mahalach in the Rashba, the first mahalach in the Rashba, it's also the last mahalach in the Rashba, the Rashba Shit himself, it's very different than what he said in the Rif. What he was saying is, Vard in the Rif, that Lefi the Rif, we could say, it's an easier, it's a different shot. Right, remember he said in the Rif, that Eidei Chasima Nami, that Eidei Mesir Nami Karsi, but Eidei Chasima sometimes Karsi, so when the Torah said Vechosav, it meant the Chasima. That's the way we said it yesterday. But the word that he said in the Rif, that since Eidei Chasima are also Kairis, therefore when the Torah said Vechasev, it also meant the Chasima. That was yesterday's, that doesn't change from yesterday. There he was really saying that the Chasima goes into the Vechasev, and therefore the Chasima has to be Lishma, and if it's not Lishma, it infects the get with Paslus. But that's very different than the Rashba's Mahalach, than the Rashba's own Mahalach, the Mahalach with which he begins and with which he ends. It's very meduyik. We also had dealt with a little bit. The Rashba doesn't like the Rif. Doesn't like this Mahalach that he said in the Rif, that Vechasav sometimes means Vechasav and sometimes doesn't mean Vechasav. So we asked yesterday, so why is that not a kasha in his own Mahalach? We said a Mahalach yesterday. Why in his own Mahalach it was different? In his own Mahalach it was more part of the secret Dvarim. We had a Mahalach. The people were saying today, Kushim made Kar Lesa. In the Rif, when he was saying that Vechasav means Vechasam, when the Ra'idi Chasimu Vechasav means the Vechasav in the Torah means Vechasam. So there he has a problem. Vechasav sometimes means one way, sometimes means another. But when you have Eidei Chasima, Vechasav means Vechasav. You don't have any Masir, then you don't have any. When you have Eidei Chasima, Vechasav means Vechasav. When you don't have Eidei Chasima, Vechasav doesn't mean Vechasav. That he doesn't like. In his own Mahalach, he was ever saying that the Torah, when it said Vechasav, it meant that the Eidei Chasima have to be Lishma. No, Eidei Chasima don't have to be Lishma. What he just meant was, if you want to use Eidei Chasima L'Raya, then you have to put them into the Ksivas HaGet. The Torah's not insisting that you do. You don't want to put the Eidei Chasima into the get, you don't have to. But if you want to use Eidei Chasima L'Raya, then they jolly well have to be part of the Ksivas HaGet, because otherwise they can't be made an Hechsher HaGet. I think it's very mechuvin. Very mechuvin in the Rashi. And the Sfar also, the Sfar is very good, yeah. Right. Well, no, that's what it always means. The Oslo Mismach maybe means what it means. We're afraid that you use the Chazal. Don't allow a get that has Eidei Chasima Psalim. They don't even allow you to use it for Krisus. Because they're afraid that you'll use it L'Raya. That's what we also thought Oslo Mismach Alayim means. That's not changing. If I'm going to have Eidei Chasima signed Shalei Lishma, so in the Nesinus to get it doesn't matter. So they'll be outside of the get. But the problem is, you won't realize Eidei Chasima signed Shalei Lishma. It's not like Seamus with Hopkin, but you realize. You won't realize the Eidei Chasima signed Shalei Lishma. And you'll think that you could use them to prove the Hechsher HaGet. But Eidei Chasima signed Shalei Lishma are not part of the Ksivas HaGet. They don't have the Koyuch to be made on Hechsher HaGet. They can only be made that it's not Mezuyif. So therefore Chazal said, don't use. If you have Eidei Chasima, they better sign Lishma. Otherwise, the Muslim Mis Mechalai. That's the conventional understanding of the Muslim Mis Mechalai. I'm not changing that. But what I'm adding is that that's what the Rashi meant all along. The Mezuyif Metoichi of let's say Psulim or of Krovim. That's a posture to Dilma Asilu Mismechalayim. Mezuyif Metoichi means Dilma Asilu Mismechalayim. According to the Rashba, it comes out, the basic translation of Mezuyif Metoichi is Dilma Asilu Mismechalayim. Like Korva Pasul, the Rashba said at the beginning, Korva Pasul, we understand. Korva Pasul, Dilma Asilu Mismechalayim, they can't be made. But what's wrong but if it's only Shalei Lishmo, why can't they be made? Where's the Dilma Asilu Mismechalayim? The whole Rashba at the beginning was to explain, where's the Dilma Asilu Mismechalayim by Shalei Lishmo? The Dilma Asilu Mismechalayim by Koyim Psulim is self-explanatory. Eidim Psulim can't be made, so this Dilma Asilu Mismechalayim. But why can't Eidei Chasima or Shalei Lishma be made? Where's the Dilma Asilu Mismechalayim? The whole Rashba at the beginning was to explain that, and the Rashba explained that since Eidei Chasima have to be made not just at the Getz, not Mezuyif, but they have to be made on Tikkuni HaGet, to have that, they have to be part of the Ksivas HaGet. And if they're not part of the Ksivas HaGet, then there's a Dilma Asilu Mismechalayim, no different than Koyim Psulim.
No,
Dilma Asilu Mismechalayim could mean these very same Dilma Asilu Mismechalayim. I'll use these Eidei Chasima L'Raya. That's for Poshba. I'll use Eidei, like Tosfos, that's a Tosfos learns it. So Rashba could agree with that. Dilma Asilu Mismechalayim, it's not L'Mim Sri B'Apayim. It's L'Mim Mismechalayim. Dilma Asilu Mismechalayim L'Raya. I'll use Eidei Chasima L'Raya. And how can I use them L'Raya? The Kovim of Psalm, obviously I can't use them L'Raya. And the Rashba was Mechadish, that even if it's Shalei Lishma, I can't use them L'Raya, because they have to prove more than just that the Getz not Mezuyif, they have to prove Hechsher HaGet. For Hechsher HaGet, they have to be Mechal of Echasa. That's the as far as the Rashba is concerned. Okay, I want to do also. I said yesterday that I want to go through the Gaon. So I'll tell you the truth. I thought I would Xerox the Gaon. Came a little bit this morning. I went to the fourth floor. I came about 12:30. I went to the fourth floor. I thought I would Xerox the Gaon. And I don't know, the copy machine's smarter than me. I couldn't figure it out. So I don't have a Xerox of it, and I don't think you have it in front of you. So I think the way to do it is, it's hard if you don't have it in front of you. So maybe I'll do it like this. The Gaon, of course, is very terse. It's only a few words at a time. So maybe you have a piece of paper, each section of the Gaon that I want to go through. As I say it, I'll say it slowly, and just jot it down. So you have the words in front of you. What? No, it'll take forever. This, as I'm going, it's 10 words at a time. You can just write down what the Gaon is saying. If you have it in front of you on paper, it's just easier to see what's going on. If you can hold it in your head, then hold it in your head. If it was me, I would write it down on paper. It's in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph in Sif Vav in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. Shita Sarifa Rambam on the one hand, and the Shita of the Shita with the Rif calls sites b'shem Gaon, the Rambam sites b'shem the Yeshayim. The first Shita is the Shita Sarambam. All the Shitas here are going with the basic assumption of the Rif that Af Eidim Isir Karsi. That according to Abelezer, you could also use Eidim Chasim alone, you don't have to have Eidim Isir, not like Shita Sataisis. The Shail is, to what extent did Eidim Chasim have to be Lishma? So the Shitas Harambam and the Shitas Harif Harambam, it's the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, is that it depends. If you have Eidim Isir, so you're not using the Eidim Chasim or the Krisus, then the Eidim Chasim, if they sign Shalei Lishma, it's only a Psul Midrabbanim. It's only a Psul Midrabbanim. But if you don't have Eidim Isir, and then you're using the Eidim Chasim for Krisus, the Eidim Chasim being Kairos to get, then the Eidim Chasim have to sign Lishma Midrabbanim. And if they don't sign Lishma, it's Eina Get Klal. That's the Sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. The Rashba also mentions the Sheet. The Rashba is Doichet. It's the Sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch brings a Yeshayimim, that Bechol Gavne, regardless of whether you have Eidim Isir or you don't have Eidim Isir, the Eidim Chasim always have to sign Lishma Midrabbanim. The Eidim Chasim sign Shalei Lishma to get his Pasul Midrabbanim. Those are the 2 days. Says the Gaon. The Gaon is going on the Yeshayim. And the Gaon at Simon Cotton Zion. What? The first sheet that holds that if you're using Lady Chasima for Krisus, that is, there are no Eidim Isir. So you're using Lady Chasima for Krisus. Again, we're going within the Rif that you could do such a thing. Tayyus you can't do such a thing. If you don't have Eidim Isir, according to Blazer, it gets no good. So we're going with Shitas Rif Aramam. You have a choice. According to Blazer, you have a choice. You could give a get by Eidim Isir, then you don't need Eidim Chasima. Or you could give a get by Eidim Chasima, then you don't have to have Eidim Isir. You could give it both. That's about a good. So the first day in the Shulchan Aruch, Shitas Aramam Barif, is that the din of Eidim Chasima Shalei Lishma depends on the case. If you're using Eidim Chasima for Krisus, there are no Eidim Isir, then Eidim Chasima have to sign Lishma Midiraisim. Because it's like Remeir. If there are no Eidim Isir, then Eidim Chasima Karsi. If Eidim Chasima Karsi, they have to sign Lishma. But if you have Eidim Isir, then Eidim Chasima not Karsi, then they don't have to sign Lishma Midiraisim. Midirabonim, Midirablesim, Mizu, Yifun, Tanech, Kishu, Possible. Midirabonim is possible, presumably because we're afraid that you'll give the get without Eidim Isir. And then it'll be possible to be derisive. So Chazal would go so that Eichasim also have to sign the Shema. The second opinion holds that Bechol Gavna, that Eichasim also have to sign the Shema, the Stoma, because since you could have given the get with only Eichasim, the Eichasim could have been Karsi, so therefore when the Torah says Bechosav, it's going on Bechosam too. That was the sheep that Yeshayimim, in the Rif it's cited in Hamadarish, quotes the sheep that's going. The Rambam cites it as Yeshayimim, and we saw it in the Rashba. That was the Mahalach that the Rashba said Aliba Darif. The Rashba was doich that Mahalach; he doesn't agree to it. But that was the Rashba's Mahalach Aliba Darif. That according to the Rif, since Eidei Chasima could be Kairis, so therefore when the Torah said Bechosav, it's going on the Chasima too, and therefore the Chasima always has to be Lishma, even if you're not actually being Kairis with the Chasima. But if there's a Chasima, it has to be Lishma. That's the chor the Yeshayimim Mishachar. Says the Gaon. The Yesh Oimrim, the Chule. He's citing this Yesh Oimrim in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gaon. Ein da'as ha-toisvus ken. Ve'ayin toisvus dalet amad aleph. Dibur ha-maschil moide. Ve'afilu b'mezuyuf mitoichoy. Ein oy elo gzera. Ve'kol shekein b'shaloi l'shmo. De hutzach hat teusvis litchoig shom b'ma'oid. This is the longest piece in the Gaon. V'chol ze l'teretz harishon shibigamar. Aval l'teretz Rav Ashi ein tzorech l'ze v'koshu l'gamrei l'rabba loza. Stop there. Says the guy, Tosfos is not like the Yeshayim in the Shulchan Aruch. That's how he starts. Ein dasa Tosfos came. Tosfos disagrees with this Yeshayim in the Shulchan Aruch, and he's a mitzayin to our Tosfos. Ayin Tosfos dibur amasal b'mayim. And what does it say in Tosfos? It says in Tosfos that even by krayvim epsulim, mezuyif mitoichi is only epsulim midrabbanan. Dilma. Maybe they'll be used for a raya. Vein lasei celebrate, and we're afraid they'll be used for a raya. And Tosfos Marach at the beginning, we don't want Beis Din even to do something, even if it's correct. Al pi edim psulim. So even korv apostle is only a psul derabbanon. The kol shekain shaloi l'shma, and certainly shaloi l'shma, which is less vein edim korvim apsulim. They're really edim psulim, and even that's only a psulim derabbanon. So shaloi l'shma, where they're not even edim psulim. That's certainly only in the Rabbanan. In fact, Nidcha Katoysus Moi, Toysus really has a lot of trouble explaining why it should be possible at all. After all, what's wrong with Eidech Hasim and Shalei Lishma? Toysus grapples with that. He says a very doichik thing, that they were Goyzer Hasim Otto Ksivo. Then the Goyen adds an interesting thought, that maybe that's Taka why Rav Ashi is Chaylik on this Teretz in the Gemara. Why Rav Ashi says the Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda? What was wrong with saying that's Rabbi Lezer? And Moi Rabbi Lezer and Mzuyif Mitoichay. Says the Goyen, maybe Rav Ashi Taka doesn't like Toysus' answers. He doesn't like this word of applying Mzuyif Mitoichay to Shalei Lishma. That's the guy. So, what does it say here in the guy? That Tosfos is not like the Yeshayim in the Shulchan Aruch. So, what's Shver in this guy? It's not like the first day in the Shulchan Aruch either. Yeah, Emes. That's number one. It's not even like the first day in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not only not like the Yeshayim, it's not even like the first day in the Shulchan Aruch. And even more. Even more. Guys are pelots. What? No, but more obviously. He's saying, you see in Tosfos is not like the Yeshayim. What's the sheet of the Yeshayim? What? Okay. What does he want from Tosfos? The Yeshayimim, both the Shulchan Aruch Shita, the Shita's Rambam, and the Yeshayimim, they're all building L'chaira on the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam that you don't need Eidim Asira for the Krisos. That's the premise of both the first of both opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. That Eidim Asira, that the, even though Eidim Asira Karsi, that means Af Eidim Asira Karsi, Eidim Chasim are also Karis. And therefore, the first day in the Shulchan Aruch holds that when you use the Eidim Chasim for the Krisos, they have to be Lishma. If you're not using them for the Krisos, they don't have to be Lishma. And the Yeshayimim holds that even if you're not using the Eidech Hasima for the Krisos, but since you could use them for the Krisos, they have to be Lishma. That was the Rashba. That's how the Yeshayimim, we saw the Yeshayimim in the Rashba. The Yeshayimim is the Rashba Aliba Darif, what the Rashba says, Lefi the Rif. The Rashba says it only in the Rif, since the Rif holds that Eidech Hasima Nami Karsi, so when the Torah said Bechasav, it was referring also to the Eidech Hasima. That's the basis for the Shita. It's the basis for the Shittas Rambam, and it's the basis for the Yeshayimim both. The only difference from the Rambam and the Yeshayimim is that the Rambam says that the Eidech Hasima only have to be Lishmo when they're actually being Kairos. And the Yeshayimim holds the Eidech Hasima have to be Lishmo since they could be Kairos. But Ben Lamar, we're working with the assumption that Eidech Hasima could be Kairos. Those are the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins Eidech Hasima could be Kairos. In that regard, he paskins like the Rif and the Rambam. Af Eidem Asir Karsi. Tosfos holds Beferish. Many places here and later on, at the Kai Malon and elsewhere, Tosfos holds beferish that according to Abelezer, Eidech Hasima are not kairos at all. a get can only be given by Eidei Mesira. So of course Tosfos holds that Eidei Chasima don't have to be Lishma Midiraisa, and because they're not Kairos. What is the Goyim doing? Bringing that Shachroch brings this Yeshayimim, says the Goyim, but the Tosfos is Chalak on the Yeshayimim. Of course Tosfos is Chalak on the Yeshayimim. Tosfos doesn't have the basic premise that underlies the both days in the Shachroch, the Ram and the Yeshayimim. He's not relevant to this. Tosfos is not a player over here, Bachal. Tosfos holds Eidei Chasima not Kairos. I'm asking, he brings Gilu that Tosfos here is a bar plukta on this halach of the Yeshayimim. He's not in the universe of discourse of the Yeshayimim. The Rambam and the Yeshayimim are arguing around the idea that Eidei Chasima could also be Kairos. That which is the Shita and Shulchan Aruch, that Eidei Chasima could also be Kairos. So there's a machlekes. Well, so the Yeshayimim says, the Rambam holds that Eidei Chasima only have to be. So we have a machlekes to what extent now that Eidei Chasima have to be Lishma. Is it only when they're kairos? If it's enough that they could be kairos, so what do you bring me Tosfos? Of course, Tosfos not like the Rambam, not like the Yeshayim. Tosfos doesn't have the whole premise. Kilo, he makes it kilo. The Yeshayim is saying here psachidish. He's bringing me kilo. You see, in Tosfos not like the Yeshayim. Of course, you see, in Tosfos not like the Yeshayim because it's like ein sorach adov leyomer. So then he should bring Tosfos later on if the Kaimalon, that's what he should bring. He should bring Tosfos is Chaylik on the whole premise. He should bring Tosfos at the bottom of the Omer. He should explain. The whole thing is built on the premise of the Rif and the Rambam that Af Eidei Mesira Karsi, and Tosfos doesn't have that premise. And that's not our Tosfos, that's Tosfos in later on. That he doesn't bring. He just brings our Tosfos. See in our Tosfos that the Eidei Chasima Midiraisa don't have to be Lishma. Of course it's so, because Tosfos holds, they're not Kairos. So I think the answer has to be some answer is possible that the going to hell, that's not the chat in the Yeshayim, that the Yeshayim here is not the Rashba, the Rashba's Mahalach and the Rif. In other words, by the going it was poshut that if the Eidei Chasima are not being Kairos, the fact that they could be Kairos has no significance. Right now they're not being Kairos. Yeah, Eidei Mesira, they're not being Kairos. If they could be Kairos, if there would be no Eidei Mesira, they could be Kairos. The Rashba had such a notion. Since Eidei Mesira could be Kairos, so therefore the Rashba had this notion in his Mahalach and the Rif. Since Eidei Mesira Chasima could be Kairos, therefore when the Torah said Vechosav, it meant Eidei Chasima. By the Goyim, it was Poshut, that's not true. The fact that they could be Kairos doesn't mean that Vechosav refers to them. And the truth is, the Rashba himself rejects it. The Rashba himself doesn't like it either. The Rashba says, if the Chassid refers to Eidei Chasima because they could be Kairos, even though they're not being Kairos, then you should always have to have Eidei Chasima. How can you ever not have Eidei Chasima? The Torah said Vechassid, and it meant Eidei Chasima. So we should require there to be Eidei Chasima, that account alone. That's why the Rashba rejects that whole Mahalach. I think the Goyim held that way for Dovah. I think the Goyim held that what the Rashba had suggested in the Rif is not tenable on its face. To say that because Eidei Chasima could be Kairos, therefore Vechosav refers to Eidei Chasima even when they're not being Kairos. The Goyin doesn't entertain Bechlau. Therefore the Goyin held that the Pshat and the Yeshayim must be different. The Yeshayim hold Eidei Chasima have to sign Lishma not because they could be Kairos. The Eidei Chasima have to sign Lishma because they're part of the Vechosav. Because they're in the get. Maybe like the first Malach and the Rashba. So we said in the first Malach and the Rashba, it's only the Rabbanon. But maybe the Yeshayim holds it's a Svar deraisa. Since the Eidei Chasima could be used L'raya, they become part of the Vechosav. Or Stamazay, since the Eidei Chasima are there, they become part of the Vechosav. Notice when the Goyim saw the Yeshayim, he didn't see that as another Shita within the Rif. The Ram is the Rif. The Ram, the Shita's Ram himself, the Shita's Ram and the Rif themselves, that where the Eidei Chasima are Kairos, they have to be Lishma. Of course, that's built on the idea that Eidei Chasima are sometimes Kairos. So when they're Kairos, they have to be Lishma. But the Yeshayim who says that the Chasim have to sign Lishma even when they're not Kairos, the Goyim held that has nothing to do with the Rif. Because they could be Kairos. My grandmother had wheels, no. But Lanai said they're not being Kairos. That's not why they have to sign Lishma. If the Yeshayim holds they have to sign Lishma, it's just because they're in the get, they have to sign Lishma. Says the Goyim, that's not like Tosfos. That's how Tosfos also could have had. That if since the Eidei Chasima are there, they have to sign Lishma. Tosfos holds for Dovah Pasul that it's not true. It's not even true by Koyvim Mipsulim. Koshkin that it's not true by Shalai Lishma. And that's a Dovah Pasul from the Gun. So Zachinu, that we identified this Yeshayim in the Shulchan Aruch with what the Rashba says in the Rif, that since Eidei Chasima could be Kairos, therefore they always have to sign the Shema, that's not the way the Goyin understood the Yeshayim. The Goyin understood the Yeshayim is holding stop, since Eidei Chasima are there in the get, they have to be in the Shema. And the Goyin says, that's not like Tosfos. That's talking not like Tosfos. Okay, now let's continue in the Goyin. The next piece. The Goyin is now a new Dibur Maskel, Ches, but he's going on the same thing. There were different Maduras of the Goyin's Ksavya that were incorporated to the Bir Agor. It's probably from a different Madura, because it's going back on the same Yesh Oimrim. Now there's a new Dibur in the Goyin, so I'm going to read it to you. The Yesh Oimrim, the Fule, says the Goyin as follows: Harambam Shom B'Shem Yesh Oimrim. That's the source. This Yesh Oimrim in the Shulchan Aruch is the Yesh Oimrim in the Rambam, the Rif B'Shem Goyin. Says the Goyin also. One second. So and now he continues. Becholak aleihem. Becholak aleihem. The Rambam is cholak on the Yeshayim. Behaviyo yahatur gamkein. The Torah also brings this Yeshayim. Vidivrei haRambam, and the Torah brings the Rambam. He brings both opinions. I'm sorry. I punctuated it wrong. Behaviyo yahatur gamkein. The Torah brings the Yeshayim. Says the Goyin. Vidivrei haRambam nechayim. The Goyin is masking to the Rambam. The Eidei Chasima only have to sign the Shema when they're Kairos, when there are no Eidei Mesira. If there are Eidei Mesira, and the Eidei Chasima are not Kairos, then there's no Din L'Shema Midiraisa. Holy Midirabon. What's his Raya? Mimasha Omru Yud Omid Beis, from the Gemara Nafiyun Omid Beis, Beho Lav V'chule, Toshma Rab Shimon V'chule, Hocha b'maya skinon v'chule. Kama. V'im iso de moider abelezer hecha de ika edim de tzorech l'shma midiraiso. You have that? V'im iso, I'm saying it again. V'im iso, if it would be true, de moider abelezer hecha de ika edim de tzorech l'shma midiraiso. Hech machshirin hanochri l'dayta de nafshe ovid. That's it. The Goyin brings a riot to the Rambam against the Yesh Oimrim. It's the Rambam. Eidei Chasima only have to be l'shma midiraisa when there are no. Eidei Chasima only have to be l'shma when they're kairos. When there are Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima not kairos, they don't have to be l'shma. The Yesh Oimrim holds, Eidei Chasima always have to be l'shma. Says the Goyin, a riot. The Gemara says, and daf Yudom at Beis, that Rab Shimon is machshir, a shtar, a get. That is goyish chasimus, as long as it's shemus mufakim. The Gemara explains: Rav Shimon holds like Rav Elezer. Rav Shimon holds like Rav Elezer. Eidei Mesira karsi. For the Gemara, the Gemara answers, but it's shemus mufakim. That's the Gemara. Says the Goyin, if Eidei Chasima have to be l'shma midiraiso, goyim when they chasim is shaloi l'shma. Adaita the nafshi kovim. Every goyish chasimus is a chasimus shaloi l'shma. So Mele, if it's only a psul derabon and osi l'mismechalayu, so I understand what Shemus Mufakim accomplishes. Now it's not osi l'mismechalayu. But if the Yesh Oimrim are right, that, and it's good for, and according to Rambam, it's very gishmak. According to Rambam, it's great. You have Eidei Mesira. That's what the Gemara says. Rav Shimon is yorad l'shitus Rav Elazar. Rav Shimon is talking, you have Eidei Mesira. You have good Eidei Mesira. So the Eidei Chasima midirais, they don't have to be l'shma. They only have to be l'shma midirabonon, lest you come to give the get without Eidei Mesira. But if it's Shemus Mufakim, you won't come to do that. So therefore the get is kosher. So according to the Rambam, it's great. But if you all like the Yesh Oimrim, that the Chasima has to, that when the Torah said v'chosav, it meant v'chosam, the Chasima always has to be l'shma, midiraisa, regardless of whether you have Eidei Mesira, so then what's the heter of Shemus Mufakim? So you won't come to rely on the Chasimas. But it's Goyish Chasimas, but it's Chasimas that are shalai l'shma, pasels midiraisa. So that's the Rogoyin's raya against the Seishaimim. We saw this raya. Where do we see this raya? The Rashba brought this raya. The Rashba brought this raya against his Mahalach and the Rif. The Rashba was doicha the raya. How is the Rashba doicha the raya? Is it Goyish Chasimus and nothing? It's like an inkpat. What was the lotion? It's like you just splattered the ink on the paper. So that's not even Muzayif Mitoicha. That's that Yiddish Chasimus that Hashalay Lishma, that passes the get. But Goyish Chasimus, that's not Chasimus at all. It's like you just have a decoration on the bottom of the get. That doesn't pass. The Goyin is not Nicha to say that Teretz. The Goyin holds this is like a Rai against the Yeshem. The Rashba has that Teretz. He says that's how he defends his Mahalach and how he defends that Mahalach. In the end, he doesn't agree with that Mahalach anyway. But this Kash to the Rashba is Doich. So what's the Machlekes here? The Rashba holds it's not a Raya. Goyish Chasimus, of course they don't have to be the Shema. They're commanding the Malia B'Dyuta. And the Goyin holds that it's a Raya against the Yeshem. What's the Nekudus HaMachlekes of you? What's the machlekes between the Rashba and the Goyin? Why does the Rashba hold this is not a raya against the Shita, and the Goyin holds it is a raya against the Shita? Yeah. Well, let me say the following way. I think maybe it's what you mean. That the Rashba and the Goyin are really the Shittosim. They're not addressing the same Yeshayimim. The Goyin's Yeshayimim that he's attacking, he's bringing a raya against, is not the same as we just saw before, as the Rashba's Mahalach and the Rif. The Rashba's Mahalach and the Rashba, the Mahalach the Rashba's addressing, that he says Aliba Darif, is that because Eidei Chasima could be Kairos, therefore, even when they're not kairos, they have to be lishma, because the Torah, when it said v'chosav, meant chasimus, because chasimus are sometimes kairos. The Goyin, when he saw this yeshayimim, and he's attacking this yeshayimim, but his understanding of the yeshayimim was not that they the chasim have to be lishma because sometimes they're kairos. He never had such a tzad. Otherwise, he had no business bringing tosus in regard to the yeshayimim, as being against the yeshayimim. So I said before that the Goyin understood the yeshayimim were saying nothing to do with the fact that the Eidei Chasima could be Kairos. The Yeshayimim just hold, since the Eidei Chasima are there, and they could serve the Raya, like the Rashba in the first Mahalach, so therefore they're part of the Shtar. If they're part of the Shtar, they have to be Lishma. It's a different Yeshayimim. The Rashba's Yeshayimim is not the Goyin's Yeshayimim. The Rashba's Yeshayimim is saying, in the Rashba it's the Rif, but I'll call them the Yeshayimim, because in Shulchan Aruch is the Yeshayimim. The Rashba's Yeshayimim is saying, since Eidei Chasima are sometimes Kairos, therefore they go into the V'chosav, therefore they have to be Lishma. The Torah, when it said V'chosav, meant them. The Goyin had a different Yeshayimim. The Goyin's Yeshayimim was, since Eidei Chasima are in the get, they're not Kairos. And I don't care that they could be Kairos. Right now they're not Kairos. But they're there, they serve the Raya, so therefore, as part of the get, they have to be Lishma. So Mela, according to the Rashba's a very good. So now we have a kash against this Yeshayimim. Because the Gemara says that Goyim, if it's Shemus Mufokim, it's okay. Why is it okay? It's Shalei Lishma. So the Rashba says, very good, not a problem. This I have a very easy answer for. Goyish, if you're talking about being Kairos, Yiddish Chasimus, that's a kosher Eidus, they could be Kairos. They have a Shem Eidus. Yiddish, to be Kairos, you need Eidim. You need Shnei Eidim. Goyim are not Shnei Eidim at all. So they don't know, it's commanded Malia B'Dyuta. You're talking about Eidim who could be Kairos to get. Goyish Eidim could never be Kairos to get. Yiddish Eidim, Jewish Eidim could be Kairos to get. They could go into the V'chosav of the Torah. If you have Eidei Chasima, they theoretically could be Kairos to get. So therefore, they go into the V'chosav, they have to sign the Shema. Goyish Chasimus, they could never be Kairos to get. Even if there be no Eidim Isira, Eidei Akum could never be Kairos to get. Since Eidei Akum could never be Kairos, then they don't have a Shem Eidim B'chal. They're not B'chal. It's not even Nimsem Echamim Korvei Posel Echamim say by Goyish Eidim. They don't have a Shem Eidim B'chal. If they don't have a Shem Eidim B'chal, then they're not even a potential Karsi in the get. If they're not even a potential Karsi, then they don't go into B'chosav. They don't have to be Lishma. But the Goyin holds, the reason why the Yeshayim holds that the Chasima have to be Lishma is not because they have the potential to be Kairos. The Goyin doesn't have that idea. The Goyin learned up the reason why the Chasima have to be Lishma is because they serve the Raya, so they're part of the get. No, so Goyish Chasimus also serve the Raya. If they're Oyle Ber Koyish Lakum, then they're a good Raya. The Gemara says that by Shtar Raya, Kolash Doris, Oyle Ber Koyish Lakum, Goyish Chasimus are fine, Loimara Nashayu, as a Raya, not Betor, as Eidim, Lakium Adova, but as a Raya, Bialma, Goyish Chasimus, Be'er Koyis, Loimara Nashayu, the Gemara says, Er Koyis, Dika Chasimus, a good Chasimus, the Raya. So they are playing a role in the get. At least the Raya, they serve a role in the get. So then it should have to be Lishma, it's part of the Chasimus I get. And yet the Gemara says Shemus Mepokim are okay. Says the Goyin, it's a Raya against the Yeshayman. It is a Raya against the Yeshayman. It's a Raya against the Goyin's Yeshayman. But it's not a Raya against the Rashba's Yeshayman. Let's go by. By the way, did the Olam see the Goyin? That was... I assume the Olam saw the guy. I mean, I gave. Okay, there, Chal. If I say that we're going to talk about the guy, you should see the. You should see the guy. I don't do it that often, so. Okay, let's go. Continuing on the guy. I mean, I don't do that often, b'shita. I don't want the whole. I said many times. I don't want the whole seder to be hachonas sashir. But if I say it already, okay. So let's go on. The guy continues. Yeah. When what?
When
a goy can be as a raya. By shtori milva, the Gemara says the goy could be a shtori. Then shtori is oilim ber kois, not stam goy shechzim. By get, not because the get is possible. No, the goy shechasima. Oh, what's that? Let's say you had a get that was. Let's say you had a get that was Oyle Ber Koyish Lakum. Could you use it as a raya? Could you use it as a raya? Maybe the guy holds you could even. It's a raya. It's a raya that the get was came from the Baal. But for the Rashba, the word that we said in the Rashba, that in order to be made and the tikkuni get, you have to be part of the b'chos of then about enough. I don't have to go and have that notion. So maybe it could serve the raya. It could certainly serve the raya that's not mezuyif. Oh, you know, it's a little bit complicated. If you go like the Rambam, that Eri Chasima don't need any Mesira, so then I would say it could be that there's no Mistoma if they Eidim. Tosfos says aboard that when you see Eri Chasima, you assume there must have been Eidim Mesira. That's why Eri Chasima could serve the Raya. If you're the Rambam, just because you saw Eri Chasima, I don't know if it shows you that there were Eidim Mesira. You just don't need Eidim Mesira. But if you have Goyish Chasima, even Berkois, how do you know that you need Eidim Mesira? So how do you know that there were Eidim Mesira? So maybe they can't even serve the Raya. Fine, so they can't serve as a Raya in the Mesira, but at least they serve as a Raya that is not Mezuyif. So they could be part of the Shtar. I'm saying, if you're talking about the Eidei Chasim being Kairis, so Goyish Chasimus can't be Kairis. That's the Dovah Pasha. That's what the Rashba says. It's good. Lost power. That's what the Rashba says, that Goyish Chasimus can't be cursed. But if you're talking about Eidei Chasima being part of the Shtar because they serve the Raya, so even Goyish Chasimus serve as a Raya for something. They may not be all the Raya that I need, but at least they're a Raya that gets that Mezuyif. That much Raya they are. So they're part of the get. So they're not nothing. The fact that the Goyim doesn't make them nothing. The Raya, Goyish Chasimus are also a Raya. Again, they may not be sufficient Raya for all the things I need to know, but they are serving the Raya. So therefore the Goyin holds they have to be Lishma. The Goyin continues. Right, you have to transcribe again. The Li Nira. The af im ein eidei mitsira. Ein sorech lishma midaraisa. I'm reading that again. V'linir, the afim ein eidei mitsira. Ein sorech lishma midaraisa. Kevan divechosav loy koi achasimo klal. V'chasimo deget einoy elo midin shtoros. The Gaon is mechadish a third shita. So far we saw in the Shulchan Aruch only two shitas. Shitas HaRambam, that where the Eidei Chasima are kairos, they have to be lishma. Where they're not kairos, they don't have to be lishma. Midiraisa. Shitas HaYeshoimim is that the Eidei Chasima always have to be lishma, regardless of whether or not they're kairos. The Gaon says the third shita, linira, that the Eidei Chasima never have to be lishma, according to Rabbi Elazar. Since the Vechosav, according to Rabbi Elazar, is going on the Ksivas again and not on the Chasima, therefore the Chasima never has to be lishma. And he adds, because according to Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Chasima are only midin shtoros v'yalm. He's going to be arrived in the sheet in a minute, that I didn't read to you yet. But let's just think what he's saying. The Gaon is saying, first of all, that since according to Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Chasima are optional, it's not like Rabbi Meir that you have to have Eidei Chasima. So therefore, when the Torah said v'chosav, it means k'sivas haget. We know from the Gemara, according to Rabbi Elazar, v'chosav is k'sivas haget. Says the Gaon, since v'chosav means k'sivas haget, according to Rabbi Elazar, so it always means k'sivas haget. It never means the chasima. And therefore the chasima never has to be l'shma, even if it's being kairos, but v'chosav is not going on the chasima. Now, as far as that goes, we saw such a svar. Where do we see such a svar? We saw that in the Rashba. When the Rashba's Beicha, the Mahalach that he said in the Rif, this was basically the Rashba's argument. The Chassav can't change meanings when you need the Chassimus, you don't need the Chassimus. Sometimes the Chassav is the Chassimus, sometimes not the Chassimus. If the Torah said the Chassav, and if the Torah meant the Chassimus, then you would always need to have a Chassimus, which is certainly not true, according to Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, the Chassav never means the Chassimus. So the Gaon is making that very same argument. And therefore, he's mechadish this nushita that Eidei Chasima never have to be lishma midiraisa. It's only the rabbanon dil masi l'mismach alayim. Basically, that's the Rashba's hold. That's what the Rashba holds. But the Gaon adds a phrase that needs a greatest yashus. Needs a yishuv. The Gaon adds, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Eidei Chasima. Now bear in mind, he's going, the whole discussion here is going within the Shitas Harif that Eidei Chasima could be Kairos. Otherwise nothing to talk about. He's being Cholek on the Rambam even. He's going within the Rambam's premise that Eidei Chasima could be Kairos. And he says, nonetheless, when the Torah said V'chosav, it did not mean the Eidei Chasima. Because the definition of V'chosav can't change whether or not the Chasimas are being Kairos. But he's working within the premise that the Chasimas could be Kairos. They just don't go into the meaning of the chasa. Says the Gaon, according to Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Chasima never have to be lishma. The chasa does not refer to them. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, the Eidei Chasima are only midin shtorois v'yalma. So what does that even mean? Eidei Chasima are only midin shtorois. Of course it's midin shtorois. Everything's midin shtorois. The whole machlekes, Rabbi Elazar and Meir, is a machlekes in din shtorois. Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Chasima are kairos in din shtaris. Shtaris, it's in Mechalikas and Shar shtaris too. Mechalikas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds that in Hilchas shtaris, Eidei Chasima make a shtar. They're the Ashviya shtaris in the Eidei Chasima. And therefore, Vechosav goes in the Chasima. Rabbi Elazar holds that midin shtaris, you don't have to have Eidei Chasima, Eidei Mesir Karsi. So therefore, Vechosav is going on the Ksiva. So din shtaris didn't get it. Tainu hach. What kind of distinction is the Gaon making? That according to Rabbi Elazar, even though Eidei Chasima could be kairos, Eidei Mesir could be kairos, Eidei Chasima could be kairos, but even so, it's only, in other words, according to Rabbi Elazar, even though sometimes you use Eidei Chasima l'ashvi yishtar, you have a choice, Eidei Mesir, Eidei Chasima, but even when you have Eidei Chasima, they're only midin shtaros, and therefore they don't have to be lishma. They're not bechalav v'chasa. The words don't seem to convey any meaning. It seems to me that the Goyin here is saying a tremendous chiddush. I think the Goyin is saying we have in the Gemara machlekes or Meir Blazer. What is where is the chosaf? Is it going on the chasim? Is it going on the ksiva? So how should we learn? It's a machlekes in the din of lishma. It's a technical machlekes, if you will. In where the requirement of lishma was where the Torah placed the requirement of lishma. I think the Gaon holds that it's much more than that. The vechosav is the krisus of the get. A get is two things. A get is a kairis, creates gerishim, so dobra kairis beinu leveinu. Get is also a shtar. It serves l'raya. It has din shtaros in general. So ad kan, we've more or less assumed, although we've talked about it, but the assumption was that there is a relationship, that a get has to be a shtar. To be kairos, it also has to be a shtar. I don't know if the Goyin has that hanoch. The Goyin is saying the following. The Goyin is saying, whatever is included in the vechosav is the curse. Whatever is not included in the Bechasav is not the curse. It's not the get. I may need it l'raya. If I want to use the get as a shtar, which means I want to use the get as a raya, then I may need those other things. But to be curse beino leveno, all I need is the Bechasav. And whatever is included in the Bechasav is part of the get. And whatever is not included in the Bechasav may be necessary to be a shtar. And it needs to be a shtar to be a raya. But it's midin shtaros bi'alma. It's not midin get. It's midin shtaros. And the guy is making a havchana. He's making a distinction between what's midin gitin and what's midin shtaros. There could be things in the get that are midin shtaros. For the get to be a shtar, it needs to have them. But they're not necessarily midin gitin. Midin gitin is v'chosav v'sulei midi. What's inside of the v'chosav is the get. What's outside of the v'chosav is not the get. It's the shtar, but it's not the get. So therefore, the Goyin understood the Gemara, this debate, where is the Bechasav, the Goyin understood it to be not just the Machlaikas in the din of Lishma. He understands it to be Machlaikas that according to Rav Meir, when the Torah said Bechasav, it means Bechasav, it means the Eidus of the Shtar. The Kairis is the Eidus of the Shtar, the Chasimah. The Chasimah is the Eidus of the Shtar, that's the Eidus. According to Rav Meir, the Get, the Kairis, is the Eidus of the Shtar. So the Chasimahs are serving here as not only Midin Shtaros, to make it into a Shtar, they're serving to make it into a get. If you're a mayor, it's really maybe Hainuach. A get has to be a shtar because the Bechasav is the Eidush of a shtar, the Chasimah. Point of mayor could very well be that the Torah says Bechasav is Bechasav. It means the Torah says that Bechasav is the Eidush of a shtar. But according to Rabbi Lozu, what's the Bechasav? The Bechasav is the Ksivas Aget. It's not the Eidush at all. Not the Eidush of Mesirah. The Eidush don't have to be Lishma. The Mercy don't even need Nesina Lishma. The Eidush Mesirah don't have to be Lishma. The chosav is the ksivas haget alone. The ksivas haget is not a shtar. The get without edus is not a shtar. A shtar is a edus. The get alone is not a shtar. The get by itself, meaning the teufis haget, the teuref haget, without any edim, is taken out a shtar. But the chosav is not midin shtaros. The chosav does not include the din shtaros. The chosav is the language of the get itself. That's the get, that's the curse. Everything else is midin shtaros. You want it to be a shtar, you're going to have Eidim Mesira. You want it to be a shtar, or you're going to have Eidim Chasim, one or the other, you have a choice. But that's one Midin Shtaros. It's not Midin Gittin, because it's not Bechal V'chosav. And therefore, it does not have to be Lishma. Tremendous Kiddush. But I think we saw such a sheet already. So, but now we have a bigger insight into that shita. Where do we see it? Oh yeah.
Well, there was a match with the guys with the star,
Yes, I think the Goyen holds, Rebbe Elazar holds, you don't have to be Megarish with the Shtar. You have to be Megarish with the Get. So why do you need any Mesir at all? It's a good question. So why do you need any Mesir at all? So this will remind you when we saw this. According to the Goyen is saying that when you have... What does the Goyen say? The Goyen says that according to Rebbe Elazar, the Edei Chasima, when you have no Edei Mesir and you're relying on the Edei Chasima, says the Goyen, the Edei Chasima are not Midin Get, they're Midin Shtaris V'Yalma. So what if you don't have any Chasima? And you only have Edim Mesira. So what are the Edim Mesira? Are they Midin Get or are they Midin Shtaras? About the Midin Shtaras. The Edim Chasima are substituting for the Edim Mesira. If the Edim Mesira would be Midin Gitin, then if there are no Edim Mesira, the Edim Chasima would have to fill the void. They would have to be Midin Gitin. If the Goyen is saying that when you rely on the Edim Chasima are not Midin Gitin, they're only Midin Shtaras. So when you have the Edim Mesira instead of the Edim Chasima, that's also only going to be Midin Shtaras. It's not going to be the Midin Gitin. Because, once again, if you need Eidim Mesira Midin Gittin to make a get, then if you don't have Eidim Mesira, so how do you have a get? Through the Eidim Chasima? That would make the Eidim Chasima Midin Gittin. But the Goyen says that according to Abel Elazar, the Eidim Chasima are not Midin Gittin, even when you rely on them. Even when you don't have any Eidim Mesira. Because the Din Gittin is the Vechosav, is the Ksivas Aget. Anything that's outside of the Vechosav is only Midin Shtoris, not Midin Gittin. If that's the case, so why do you have to have Eidim Mesira at all? So give a get without Eidim Mesira, without Eidim Chasima. Just give a piece of paper that says Rehem Muteres L'Chalodim. Midin Gittin, it's enough. Everything else is Midin Shtaris. Midin Shtaris L'Raya, I understand. But let's say you don't want a Raya. If you need a Raya, you're going to have a problem. But you don't want to have a Raya. Nobody's planning here on remarrying anyway. They just don't want to live together. So why do you, just give a get, Beinu L'Beinu. What do you have to have Eidim for? So what would you say? What? Tov HaShavev. That you have to have Eidim for. Either Eidim Mesira or Eidim Chasima. Tosis holds Eidim Chasima can't work for the Dovah Sheberba. The Rif and the Ram hold Eidim Chasima could work for the Dovah Sheberba too. Shtar is an Eidus. Eidus Shebashtar could work for the Dovah Sheberba. But it's only for the Dovah Sheberba. I need to have a Shtar because I need to have a Hagoda. I need to have an Eidus because it's a Dovah Sheberba. But it's not Midin Gittin. It's a Darabon. Tosis. Chasima to Ksiva. The Goyen is masking to Tosfos. I didn't read that part of the Goyen yet. He's masking to Tosfos. It's Gzeira Chasima to Ksiva. In the Chrami. So where do we see such a shita? We have this shita, Ma'am, the Ferish. That according to Rebbe Elazar, Eidim Mesira only for the Dovah Sheberba. Rashi and Chabez. That's the Rashi and Chabez, the Rashbam and Babar Asher Kufayim. That according to Rebbe Elazar, Eidim Mesira are only for the Dovah Sheberba. I think the Goyen, this is Mama Shittas Rashi. That's the Havon in Rashi. With the Goyen, we have a new Havon in Rashi. Why did Eidim Mesira? It was now that the Goyen has told me this new Havchana between Din Gittin and Din Shtoris, so now I see the Rashi in that light. Whatever the Goyen tells me, whatever is not included in the Chosav is Midin Shtoris and it's not Midin Gittin. So I think that's Shittas Rashi too. So maybe according to a Meir, the Chosav is the Chasima. So the Chasim itself, the Hagodah Shibishtar, the Eidah Shibishtar, is Midin Gittin. But according to Rebbe Elazar, the Chosav is only the Ksivas Haged. It's not the Eidim Bechlal, not the Eidim Mesira, not the Eidim Chasima. So what do you need? So that means that the Din Gittin, the Kairos, is only the Ksiva. So why do you have to have Eidim Mesira? It says Rashi for Dovah Sheberba. Ein Dovah Sheberba Machos Mishnah. I think that's the going to. Oh, so now, maybe we could add something. We had a steer in Rashi. Rashi Yochab Beis Amud Beis says, that according to Rebbe Elazar, you only need Eidim Mesira for Dovah Sheberba. Apparently not Lashviyah Shtar. Rashi Nav Yudam Ad Bey says, Feirish, that according to Rebbe Elazar, Eidim Mesira Mashvilu Shtar. Rashi Nav Yudam Ad Bey says, Nav Teslam Ad Bey. I need to go, I don't remember which one. I don't want to steer you off. What? I think it's Yudam Ad Beis. Yudam Ad Beis, about it, by the Gemara of Chas V'Yam. First wide line. Second wide line. Second very wide line. Be'edi Mesira Yisrael, De'inu Mashvu Le'ishtar. It's Rashi's Beferish. That according to Blazer, Be'edi Mesira La'ashvu Yishtar. On Daf Chav Beis, Rashi said, they did Masira only for Dovah Shebema. Apparently, they're not necessary La Shvi Yishtar. Yeah, now it's Maturit. Eidim Masira are necessary La Shvi Yishtar. Without Eidim Masira, it's not a star. That's the Machlekes of Meir and Rabbi Elazar. What makes a star? Rabbi Elazar holds Machlekes in Kol HaTorah Kulo, in Shtaris in general. Rabbi Meir holds a star is created with Eidim Chasima. Rabbi Elazar holds a star is created with Eidim Masira. If you don't have Eidim Masira, you don't have a star. But who says a get has to be a star? According to Rabbi Meir, a get has to be a star because the Bechosav is going on the Chasima and the Eidim should be a star. According to Rabbi Elazar, the Bechosav is the Ksivas HaGet. Ksivas HaGet is taken out of star. It's not an Eidim should be a star. In a Chanami, it's not a star. A get does not have to be a star. The halachas that have to do that are outside of a chosav, like the Goyin says, are midin shtaris. They're shtaris dik halachas. They're not gittin dik halachas. A get does not have to qualify as a star. So Mele says Rashi and Chabez and Beis. Why do you have to have Eidim Masira at all? Emes. Without Eidim Masira, it's not a star. Rashi said that way in the Yudim and Beis. Without Eidim Masira, it's taka not a star. Eidim Masira mashur le star. So it won't be a star. So big deal. Who said, according to Belezer, why should a get have to be a star? The chassid doesn't go on the Eidah Shiva star. The chassid goes on the ksiva. No. So what's wrong? Says Rashi, Dovah Shebeva, ain't Dovah Shebeva Pachas Mishnai. In the Chanami. We didn't stars, I don't need din stars. Rashi in the Yudam Ibeis, however, is not talking about a get. Rashi in the Yudam Ibeis is talking about a star kinyan. Look at the Gemara, they're fair. Still, Medic's going in the Gemara about star kinyan, chassid v'yalma, a star kinyan that's Oilaber Kaishal Akum. He's talking about a star kinyan. A star kinyan has to be a star. Right, the star kinyan, there's no... a star kinyan, if it's not a star, it's nothing. So there, Rashi has to explain, according to Rabbi Elazar, what makes this, how does a star kinyan work? Where's the Ashvi star? Says Rashi, Eidim Masira, Mashvili star. About it. According to Rabbi Elazar, Eidim Masira, make a star. In the Cheskitin, you don't need a star. You need a star by get if you want to use it for Raya. That I think, yeah. If you want to use the star for Raya, let's say you have... If you want to use the star for Raya, so then you're going to have to bring Eidim Masira La Shvi Yishtar. You'll ask me, if you have Eidim Masira, what do you need the star for Raya at all? Just ask the Eidim Masira. That's not sure. Who says Eidim Masira remember the Protum of the Get? They remember that this star was Nimsa. They don't remember the Zman. They don't remember all the things that the Get tells me. So that's the Halacha of Gittin. If as long as Eidim Masira verify that the Get, that this star was Nimsa, so then we can believe all the things that the star says. They recognize the star, but they don't themselves remember all the Protum of the Gerishim. It can't be made, it's mipiksovim, but they tell me that there was a star, so I have an ashvi star, and now the star could serve as a raya. So you want to use a star as a raya, you're going to have a ashvi star. That's true. You want to use a star as a kinyan, star kinyan, about it, you have to have an ashvi star. But just to be curious, Rashi holds, you don't have to have a star. So we didn't star us, not me, didn't get me. I think this going is a tremendous Pesach to understand Shittas Rashi. The Gaon goes on. I'll take a few more minutes to maybe try to finish more of the Gaon. The Gaon goes on and he brings a raya to his sheet that Eidei Chasima never have to sign the Shema, this third sheet of the linear. Says the Gaon, a few words. The Rav Chaim says about the Gaon, that Rav Chaim Volozhin, that is different. They're like stars. They look very small, but they're really a whole. Every word is a whole planet. It says the Goyin, v'zeh sheporich shom. Again, v'zeh sheporich shom. This is what the Gemara says. Gimel. Daf gimel mean man v'chulei. I Rabbi Elazar v'chulei. V'loy mishani ki hay gavno. Bechain bekama mekaymus. The base is a riot of the sheet. What does he mean? He's been chaylik on the Rambam. He's been chaylik on the sheet of the Rambam. That where you need the Eidei Chasima, where the Eidei Chasima occurs, they have to. Kol Shekhin is chaylik on the Yeshayimim. But he's chaylik even on the Rambam. The Rambam holds that where you need the Eidei Chasima to be curious, they have to be lishma. And the Gaon says, no, the Eidei Chasima never have to be lishma. He brings a riot. What's his raya? His raya from our sugya. The Gemara in our sugya begins that gimel. Man haytana de boy ksiv l'shma boy nesim l'shma. Boy ksiv l'shma boy chasim l'shma. The Gemara is looking for such a tana. Why didn't the Gemara answer? It's Rebbe Loza. Rabbi Elazar requires ksiva l'shma because the chasav is the ksiva, and he requires chasimu l'shma where there are no edim misir, where the edim chasim are being kares. So that's a good tana. So let the Mishnah say v'lo mishani ki hai gavna. Let the Mishnah say that. Let the Gemara say rather that the Mishnah is talking ki hai gavna. Presumably he means that the Mishnah is talking where there are no edim misir. Where there are no edim misir, then according to the Rambam, you need chasimu l'shma midiraisa. So that's why the shliach has to say b'fanenechta, because in a case where there are no edim misira, not only does the ksiva have to be lishma, but the chasim has to be lishma too. Why didn't the Gemara say that? Saraya, that even when there are no edim misira, the chasim and midiraisa do not have to sign lishma. Only midirabbanan nas mizuyif mitaychi, which is the Gemara's answer. That's the guy's raya to his sheet. Chayra, the raya is a pel. The truth is, the Ramban mentions this right. The Ramban asks this question. The Ramban by us in the sugya. He says, why didn't the Gemara say this? The Ramban holds like the Rambam that if the Erechsim are curious, they have to sign the Shema. So the Ramban asks, why didn't the Gemara answer that? They were talking with their Anoid and Messiah. You have to say before Nechtam for a case where there are Anoid and Messiah. Says the Ramban. What should they answer? There are always Anoid and Messiah by before Nechtam. Because the Gemara says, "Bifnei kama nois nulo, bifnei shnayim, bifnei shloisha." To say bifnei nechta, he has to say bifnei nechta. We're wondering why he has to say bifnei nechta. He certainly has to say bifnei nechta. To say bifnei nechta, you have to be moisrulo bifnei shnayim, bifnei shnayim, bifnei shloisha. So you have automatically you have edim misir. By definition, we're talking about a case where you have edim misir. If you have edim misir, so the Gemara asks, if you have already edim misir, then edim chasim are not clear. So why do you have to have chasim lishma? So what is the going want? What did the Gemara see in our Gemara? The Ramban's Tchiyah is a positive thing. So maybe you could say it's a mistake, but maybe you could say that the Gemara is asking, why didn't the Gemara answer a case where he said b'fan enechta, b'fan enechta in front of two Edom, and then he gave the get, and then he gave over the get later b'yechidus. So you have Edom for the b'fan enechtav, but you don't have Edom in the Masir itself. So that's the Goyin's right. Why didn't the Gemara say that that's the case? The Gemara says in Daf Gimel, Daf Hey, that you need to have Bifnei Kaman, even though the Losh of the Gemara is Bifnei Kaman Noisnilo, but it's really for the Bifan Nechta, Bifan Nechtam. So maybe you'll say in Echram, you'll say Bifan Nechta, Bifan Nechtam in front of Shnayim or Shleishim, but maybe later you'll give the Get Biachidus. So you're not going to have Eidim Asir, so then you're going to have Chasim Lishma. That's why you have to say Bifan Nechtam. That would be Chayr good territory for the Goyin, but it's not true. Tosis there in Daf, is Mesupik. Can you say before Nechta? The Gemara says clearly you can't say before Nechta, before Nechta after the Mesir. You have to be Chayzer Venoisnila. Tosis has a Sufik. Could you say before Nechta, before the Mesir? Maybe it has to be Bishas the Mesir itself. Tosis Mesupik, it's a Sufik. Tosis not Machri. It's Mesapkal Eliri if you could say before Nechta before. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you have to say before Nechta, Bishas the Mesir. Which means you're going to always have Eidim Asir. So this Teretz is not going to work. So the Goyin's Taka Tzorachin, Adim Ramosha asked this on the Goyin, and others. So what does he want? What did he see in our Gemara? Why didn't the Gemara answer there are no Eidim Asir? There are always Eidim Asir. Fanenechta presumes that there are Eidim Asir. There's a raid, maybe with Rav Naftali Trubzvar, the once mentioned, Rav Gimel, that maybe Edim Asir have to be made in the Das Mischayev. So over here, since when the husband gives the get, really, as far as Nesinus HaGet is concerned, you don't need Edim Asir. You only need them for the Fanenechta, but the Asir itself does not need Edim Asir, according to the Rif and the Rambam. According to Tosis, it does. According to the Rif and the Rambam, the Asir does not need Edim Asir. So therefore, even if you happen to have two people standing around and witnessing the b'fanenechtam and witnessing the mesira, but they're not really being made in the mesira, they're only being made in the b'fanenechtam. They're not witnesses to the mesira itself. The mesira itself doesn't need to have edim mesira. So maybe they can't count as edim mesira because they can't be made in the dasam mischayev, because there was no dasam mischayev to give it in front of edim mesira. Kilu, the husband has to want to give it in front of edim mesira. The husband has to tell the shliach, give the get in front of edim mesira, or it has to be implicit. The husband is telling the shliach, give the get in front of Eidim Asira for the Eidim Asira to count as Eidim Asira. Just people happen to be there, B'shasa Masira, maybe they can't count as Eidim Asira. Maybe that was the goal. So let the Gemara say, B'chihai Gavna, but the husband didn't tell the shliach to give it in front of Eidim Asira. So even though they have to be there, Eidim have to be there for the Fani Nechtav, but they're not going to qualify as Eidim Mesir because there's no Dasam is Chayev on those Eidim. It's like Eidim, it's like Eidim Chasima who signed without Tzivi HaBal. Like I'm telling you, it's a big chiddush. The point of it's a very shver going. Then the going goes on. One last line in the going. And there's another strange thing here. Even when I read you already, this is v'chein b'chama m'kaimus. What does he want with b'chama m'kaimus? What kama m'kaimus? He has arrived from the globe here in Daf Gimel. What's the kama m'kaimus? I don't know. Then the Gaon adds, this brings us close to the end, v'ayin toises dalet amud aleph, dibri ha-maschil moide, atoises. Alma, afilu b'loy eide mesir klal, kosher midivrei Torah, like Tosfos says, so the going at the very end, he brings a raya from Tosfos to his shita. I am Tosfos. The going is saying, I was as mechadish v'li nira that Eidei Chasima midaraisa never have to sign l'shma. Says the going, I am Tosfos. Tosfos also says that way. Eidei Chasima midaraisa never have to sign l'shma. So what's the problem? It's a pelot. What's the problem, the going? He says, you see from places like me. What? What? Right, the Gaon is saying it in the Rif. The Gaon is saying a chiddush, that even if you don't have Eidim Mesira, about if you have Eidim Mesira, the Rambam already tells me you don't need Chasim Lishma Midaraisa. The whole chiddush of the Gaon is that when you don't have Eidim Mesira, you still don't have to have Chasim Midaraisa. That's the whole. And that's what he's proving from the word of Gimel. Why didn't the Gemara say v'chi aygavna that there were no Eidim Mesira? It must be that even so you don't have to have Chasim Lishma Midaraisa. That's the whole chiddush of the Gaon. That even if there are no Eidim Mesira, you still don't have to have Chasim Lishma Midaraisa. What do you want from Tosis? According to Tosis, no such case. According to Tosis, you always have Eidim Mesira. Tosis holds you that according to Blazer, you cannot give a get without Eidim Mesira. Not only is Tosis not the same sheet as the Gaon, according to Tosis, the Gaon's case can't happen. The whole chiddush of the Gaon is that even if there are no Eidim Mesira and you're relying on the Eidim Chasima, nonetheless the Eidim Chasima don't have to sign Lishma. That presumes a case where there are no Eidim Mesira. According to Tosfos, there is no such case. You always have to have Eidim Mesira. In fact, you always have to have Eidim Mesira for two reasons. Tosfos, you have to have Eidim Mesira because he learns up in Rebbe Lezer that only Eidim Mesira occurs. And Tosfos, even more, that even according to Rabbi Meir, you need Eidim Mesira for the Dovah Sheverba. Tosfos later on in the Kaimalon. Because according to Tosfos, you have to have Eidim Mesira. So what in the world did the Gaon see in Tosfos? That's really tricky. Okay, we'll stop it.